It's continuing coverage of high school volleyball on 104.9 KLMJ. I'm being joined right now by Hampton Dumont Cal head coach Sarah Miller. Close loss, 3-2 here to West Fork here in the season opener. Man, what a battle this one was here tonight, coach. Unfortunately, you guys fall just short, 15-12 there in set number five. But I guess just to start off, I want to get your take on how this team was able to, you know, battle some of the ups and downs, make this thing competitive, you know, especially after falling down 2-1. Things weren't looking great in that fourth set. You know, you're down by 10 points, but you guys still battle back and make this a really interesting match.
Yeah, it definitely comes, I would say, to our inconsistencies. You know, our communication wasn't always as strong as we needed it to be, and definitely our serve reception was off big time tonight. We have to go back in the gym and really be working on creating those angles and creating those opportunities for our setters to run our offense. You know, but I want to also give credit, like we were, I think, down by 9 at one point in time and had come back and battled. So our drive is there. Our want is there. We have a young team, but I don't think that should be the excuse. I think we just have to keep on working on those fundamentals and making sure that we're putting everything together. You know, the leadership of my captains right now, I think that's strong. I think the other girls really are feeding into their leadership, and I think they really are looking at them. So we just got to make sure that we're staying positive, that we're staying up and celebrating big. Like I said, the communication, though, and just really our serve reception, we have to keep that being consistent. But, yeah, we put ourselves in those big holes, and then, unfortunately, we've got to dig ourselves out. So, you know, if we stop eliminating and not doing that, then obviously we've got that game. So I knew, you know, West Fork coming in, it's always a big battle with them, a great, you know, close rivalry, and just the support from our communities, from both communities, is amazing. So great competition. Obviously, it's fun. Not fun coming on the losing end of it, but we definitely have a lot of things to work on, and that gives us a starting point, and we'll get better each day.
Yeah, you bet. Seemed like a fairly large factor in this one was the serving. I know you guys, missed a decent amount of serves that, you know, maybe could have made quite a bit of a difference. What's kind of the take on? I know serving is kind of something that you kind of grow throughout the season on, but what's kind of the mindset of that right now as you're just getting going here, you know, late August. Certainly some things to clean up from that perspective, but I guess what kind of comes to mind there?
Yeah, I think we just have to keep on getting our reps in and be purposeful with that, making sure that we are really contacting that ball where we need it to be, and make sure that we're not, you know, we're keeping that high elbow. Like I said, just comes back to those basics. And I think the confidence too. You know, we got to take a deep breath when we're back there, relax, really focus and what our job is, and hit our spots. But ultimately, they've got to have confidence. They got to believe in each other. They got to believe in themselves.
Last week when we talked about some of your big leaders on the team, you know, your junior class, of course. Maren Subert seemed like she had a heck of a match in the middle hitter position tonight as well. Man, she had some big swings. Seemed like she really caught some of the West Fork players off guard with how hard she was able to hit the ball. And when it comes to, you know, having a middle like that that can really change a game, what have you kind of seen from her as she's getting going here in this season and really providing a spark there in the middle?
Yeah, definitely fun to watch that connection between her and Kenley. And, you know, we told our passers they got to do their job. They got to put that ball in the spot that we need it so that Maren can continue to get those sets and we can run that offense. They've worked really hard in practice to making sure that that connection between them is good. I had kind of shared, you know, that JV last year, they had that great connection. So it's nice to see that carry over. But we just got to do a better job of getting our passes to be consistent and to target so that we can continue to run those offenses.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to the way your team battled, though, in set four, I believe you were down by 10. I think it was like 15-5 or something like that. So to be able to battle back and win a set like that, what does that say about, you know, this team's resiliency? I have to imagine that gives you guys, you know, a little bit of potential moving forward here throughout the season to be able to battle back in some of those situations despite being a really young team.
Definitely is a positive, yes, but unfortunately, you know, you don't want to put yourself in that position. Let's make sure that we're on point and doing the things that we need to do before we get into that. You know, West Fork has that really good server. She was the one that was really putting us doing those short serves, you know, and we just were not adjusting like we needed to. I think we were just double thinking. We were just, you know, late. So we just have to make sure that we're being consistent. And not get ourselves in those holes that we have to battle out. But yes, it shows the heart, right? It shows the heart, the want. Yeah, we're young, but we understand that, like, what we want as a Bulldog program. And so we have to just, it takes all of us to build on that and make sure that we're reaching that goal.
You bet. A little bit of a slow ramp up into this season. Your first three matches, they all have a week between before things start to ramp up a little bit down the stretch of the season. But when it comes to these first few weeks, now that you got a match under your belt, you know, St. Edmund, Clarion, Goldfield, Dow is kind of on the horizon for you guys. What kind of comes to mind as far as, you know, how you guys can use these next couple weeks to continue to grow as a team? What kind of comes to mind there?
Definitely just need to get a lot of reps, really focusing on those fundamentals. I keep on saying that, but I think that truly is key. Our communication has to be better. We've got to make sure that we're playing as a unit. And honestly, we have a lot of spots that's open right now. I threw in some different players, and some's going to have, you know, some are going to be on, some are going to be off. We just have to hold that consistency. And I think that the girls have to just keep on battling in practice and just kind of show, like, who wants to be out there, which of the lineup works best, which one's the most powerful. You know, we got to make sure that our serve receives, the ones that are weak, we got to fix those. And do we need to change around some people? Can I throw in some different ideas? So I think it's just gives us some really good time just to be reflective and try some different things out and keep putting things together so that we're ready to compete.
All right. Any final thoughts you'd like to share here tonight?
No, I just, you know, obviously new gym, fantastic. Love the support from both communities. Wonderful space. It's so amazing to be in here. So I just think that it's a really special moment for our program.
All right. That's Hampshire Dumont Cal Volleyball Coach Sarah Miller here on Radio on the Go Sports. Thank you so much for the time here tonight.
Thank you so much.